And finally today, now that Wonder Woman is the star of her own movie at last, writer and critic Chris Clement says this is her chance to get something every good superhero needs, but too few actually have: a great musical theme.
That was the sound of Wonder Woman's arrival on screen in last year's Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice. Her new solo movie is directed by Patty Jenkins. Happily, it has more in common with the first big comic book movie, Superman, than with its more cynical descendants for which DC Comics has become known. I could try to explain why Superman is remembered so fondly, but it might be easier just to hum it.
I was walking down the street and it came to me. It was dun-da-dun, da-da-da-da.
This is NPR's veteran film critic Bob Mondello. He wasn't on the beat yet when Superman came out in 1978, but he did see the movie.
I haven't heard that in maybe, I don't know, 35 years? It's like been forever. So clearly, this is a memorable theme. And I, you know, the way I remembered it in my head when I was walking down the street was that I remembered him sort of taking off, the little jump he made. And the theme music came back to me. That's staying power.
About a decade later, Batman became the biggest hit in 1989. At least part of that was down to Danny Elfman's brooding Wagnerian score, which told us that this take on the character would be more gothic and less campy than the 60s TV Batman that was, at least to non-comic book readers, the version that had stuck. What's this guy's name again? Marvel Comics properties finally made it big at the movies at the turn of the century. The X-Men and Spider-Man launched movie franchises in 2000 and 2002. Riddle me this. Which one's theme are you hearing right now? Yeah, I wouldn't have got that one either. It's Spider-Man, from Danny Elfman again. Director Joss Whedon is known to love and sometimes even write musicals, but even his superhero movies, Avengers 1 and 2, sounded bland. So, Guardians of the Galaxy has an awesome mix of 70s FM hits, like it's a Quentin Tarantino movie. Logan ended with a late-period Johnny Cash song. It was perfect. But these are exceptions. Clearly, we're in crisis. Superhero movies are everywhere. Superhero music is in decline. Who will help us? Who?
My name's Rupert Gregson-Williams, and I'm the composer of Wonder Woman.
Gregson-Williams wrote music for The Crown and Hacksaw Ridge, lots of others, but his first comic book movie is Wonder Woman, a character whose signature riff was written before he came on board. That cue represents the mature Wonder Woman, sure of her destiny and in full command of her powers. Gregson-Williams' mission was to score her history and origin. I asked him why so little of the music from our current era of superhero saturation stands out.
It's difficult, isn't it? There's a generic language that's musically that's grown up. In the same way, you know, there are other types of film, you know, westerns or sci-fi, where there's a generic language which is difficult to shake off.
Perhaps superhero movies have finally reached adulthood, and with great age comes great responsibility. My theory is that music is more critical to superhero films than other genres because the character is larger than any one story. Through birth and death and reboots, superheroes are fixed in perpetuity. A great score can give them that immortality. Superman had been around for 40 years when Williams sat down to compose. He's been around another 40 since. In his music, Williams captured that film's balance of innocence and sophistication. Wonder Woman has that same cocktail of attributes.
You mean you were lying?
I'm a spy, that's what I do!
The movie begins and ends in the present, but most of the story is set about a century ago, during the First World War. In fact, it's in a trench warfare sequence that Princess Diana, Wonder Woman's Amazonian name, first reveals her powers to the world.
In Wonder Woman, there are a couple of iconic moments that will live in people's memories. And, you know, they were really important for me to nail. And I have to say, there was one particular scene that I did write quite a few versions until I got it right.
Rendering a character in music involves the same kind of dissection a screenwriter or an actor might employ.
She's compassionate and naive, but having the suggestion of strength and determination to do good and to win over evil, all those things, you try and wrap them all up in sonics or in a melody.
And if the composer gets it right, maybe someone will be humming your theme song on the sidewalk in 40 years. I'm Chris Clement. Now the world is ready for you, and the
can do.